Today, we examine the importance of having consistency across all the leaders in your organization. When leaders aren't consistent with one another, it can have a negative impact on team member morale, on the company's performance, and on fellow leaders. The most frequent areas of inconsistency are the enforcement of company rules, policies, and procedures, and by the way the leaders interact with their teams. Some supervisors will tend to come across as heavy-handed, while other leaders are too easygoing and accommodating. Neither extreme is desirable. What we do want is for leaders to be firm, fair, and consistent. So here are three tips for increasing the consistency of the leadership approach in your organization. Tip number one, agree on the expectations. As the leadership team, get together and discuss inconsistencies in the application of work rules, policies, and procedures. Decide where it makes sense to allow some discretion and latitude and where it ends up causing problems. One group of supervisors recently discussed how it's nice to reward a hardworking employee by allowing him to clean up a few minutes before the end of the shift, but then inevitably other team members who aren't as hardworking tend to also finish a few minutes early and claim that it's unfair that some people get to finish early while others don't. Instead of special work favors, it would be better for the leader to offer some deserved praise while being consistent about work stop times. Tip number two, apply the consequences. Remember that consequences can either be positive or corrective. Leaders should acknowledge and offer positive feedback when a team member is meeting or exceeding expectations. And when the team member isn't meeting expectations regarding job performance or behavior, the leader will need to comment and correct. Depending on the severity and the frequency of the performance or behavior problem, the leader will need to escalate the consequences accordingly. When a leader looks the other way or fails to apply corrective consequences, the other team members will lose respect for the leader and resent the fact that their fellow team members are getting away with it. Tip number three, resolve the inconsistencies. Inevitably, there'll be situations where an inconsistency will be noticed. The leadership team should talk openly about the inconsistency and decide how to send a common message going forward. Leaders who continue to deviate from the agreed set of standards may need additional coaching and correction from their manager. Ultimately, supervisors who are unable or unwilling to maintain a set of standards will need to be replaced. When you as a leader can be seen as more consistent with the enforcement of policies, rules, and procedures, the work group will tend to perform better and the morale and attitude will increase. Once you've worked on your consistency with other leaders, you might want to enhance some of your other leadership skills, and you can do that by accessing our books, our videos, or our online programs at frontlineleadership.com. Hey, I want to give a shout out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our leader feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.